This is a story we've covered quite a bit here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, it did make some national headlines, and I did have a personal tie to the Miss USA pageant, which was won by Olivia Culpo, Miss Rhode Island USA. The next day, Miss Pennsylvania USA, Sheena Monin resigning, and then a debacle ensuing. So, what has happened in Pennsylvania since Sheena's resignation? Well, none of the other runners-up wanted to step up because that would disqualify him for competing for the state crown and then going on for Miss USA next year. So, Miss Pennsylvania Teen USA, Julia Belichick of Cranberry Township, PA, has stepped up and assumed some of the responsibilities and duties of Miss Pennsylvania USA as she, of course, gets ready to compete for Miss Teen USA. It's coming up July 28th. It will stream live online from the Bahamas. Julia joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. So, wait, you were just at the movies, right?
Yes, I was.
What movie did you go see?
I went to see Savages.
And how was it? You get to play movie critic here for a minute on the Ralphie Radio Show, Julia. Go ahead.
Well, it was a very good movie. The end was a little bit iffy, but it was filled with a lot of action. So I like action movies, so it's pretty cool.
Now, I know, Julia, in just a couple weeks here, you got to head off to the Bahamas for the Miss Teen USA pageant. Of course, it's going to be streaming online. So while you were at the movies, Julia, were you able to have any popcorn or no?
No, I wasn't.
Aww.
I know I had broccoli before I went, so it was edge over, so I was fine.
So what'd you do at the movies?
I just sat there. I didn't even have a drink at all. I just sat there.
Poor girl. Unbelievable. So, Julia, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of stuff to talk about, especially as you're getting ready, of course, to head off to the Atlantis Resort. It's a tough life, but I suppose, Julia, you'll have to lead it. For this big competition. I found out about Sheena Monin, Miss Pennsylvania USA, resigning on Twitter, and then I texted somebody in the pageant world, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, go to this Facebook page and then go to Google. And I was like, wow. How did you find out?
I actually found out on Facebook as well.
Wow, okay.
Yes, I did get a call the very next day from Sheena, though, telling me about her resignation and explaining some things. So that kind of made up for finding it out on Facebook.
And for those that don't know, and I really didn't understand this until I had my first foray into the pageant world, but the way it works, you have the state USA title holder and then the state Teen USA title holder. And Julia, you two are like, you know, big sister, little sister. So when Sheena announces her resignation, you have probably a flurry of emotions going through you, right?
Yeah, actually, I spent the last 6 months really getting to know Sheena, and I had a wonderful time getting to know her. She is a great person. I was very sad whenever this resignation happened, and I am sad of how things went about. But,
of course.
I mean, all I can do is focus on myself, because I am very proud to be in this Pennsylvania Teen USA, and I am preparing as hard as I can, and even harder now that this has happened for Miss Teen USA, and I am putting my very best foot forth.
Yeah, Miss Pennsylvania Teen USA, Julia Belichick joins me here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So when you had that conversation with Sheena, did she say anything to you that she hadn't already basically told the world or was about to tell the world?
No, she did not. Because I am so proud to be Miss Pennsylvania Teen USA, she knew kind of that I stand for the Miss Universe organization. And so she told me what she told the rest of the world.
And I saw the press release that Randy Sanders had sent out. But for the first time, I think, ever in the Miss Universe organization's history, we have a state now without a title holder for one of the Miss USA qualifiers. And you have kind of, at least temporarily, stepped up and assumed some of her responsibilities?
Yes, I have, which is pretty cool because I'm one of the first teens to actually do so. So it's definitely an honor for me. I'm very proud of it. And I know that the coming few months is going to be very busy. Whether I win Miss Teen USA is going to be busy or not. So I'm very excited for these next few months ahead of me.
It's safe to assume that you've been very happy with your experience within the Miss Universe organization so far.
Absolutely. I wouldn't give it up for the world. It's been definitely the best 6 months ever. I've achieved my goal as Miss Pennsylvania Teen USA, and now I hope to achieve my goal as Miss Teen USA.
Right, so you get to go off to the Atlantis later this month, of course, for the big competition. What are you most looking forward to besides the competition itself?
I think I'm most looking forward to the beach. I haven't seen a beach in forever.
No beaches in Cranberry Township, huh?
There definitely are no beaches. There's beaches a few hours north in Erie, but those don't compare to the Bahamas.
I'm sure they don't.
All.
Anything else that you'd like to do as the title holder for Pennsylvania Teen USA but before your reign is up in December?
I just want to make as many appearances as I can. Since we don't have, again, Sheena as Miss Pennsylvania USA, I definitely want to fill in for her and make the pageantry image definitely a lot brighter in Pennsylvania. After that happened, it might have been skewed a little bit, so I definitely want to get out there and do my best I can.
Absolutely. And I will say, just wrapping up on a personal note, and I said this on most of my media appearances as well when I was asked, I mean, from the state level, Julia, what I compared it to try to give people an idea of what we go through as judges, mm-hmm. because we get sequestered and there's auditors and there's people, constant security, we're constantly surrounded by people, and there's a very strict, it's very regimented, and of course, Randy Sanders and Associates, they do a great job with their state qualifiers, but Julia, I was telling people, it's basically like jury duty, only we get to look at women in bikinis.
Oh, I wouldn't say that's too bad of a job for you now, is it?
It's not too bad. I can't wait to do it again for Randy. Whatever he wants me, he's got me.
Well, good. You are a great judge, so thank you so much
for giving
me this opportunity in the first place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You are a little biased, you know, calling me a great judge. You do have a reason or two maybe to say that, but all good. All good. I think we definitely made the right choice, our panel of judges,
you.
At least with Miss Pennsylvania Teen USA. Again, later this month, she heads off to the Atlantis to represent the Keystone State. Julia Belichick making some time here for the Ralphie Radio Show. Julia, congratulations on everything, and good luck in the Bahamas.
Thank you so much, Ralphie.